ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भां व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाय भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ ईश्वरो गुरुरात्मेति मूर्तिभेदविभागिने व्योमवद्व्याप्तदेहाय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः ॐ विश्वं दर्पणदृश्यमाननगरी तुल्यं निजान्तर्गतम् पश्यन्नात्मनि मायया बहिरिवोद्भूतैर्यथा निद्रया यः साक्षात् कुरुते प्रबोधसमये स्वात्मानमेवाद्वयम् तस्मै श्रीगुरुमूर्तये नम इदम् श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तये बीजस्यान्तरिवाङ्कुरो जगदिदम् प्राङ्निर्विकल्पम् पुनः मायाकल्पितदेशकालकलनावैचित्र्यचित्रीकृतम् मायावीव विजृम्भयत्यपि महायोगीव यस्वेच्छया तस्मै श्रीगुरुमूर्तये नम इदम् श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तये यस्यैव स्फुरणम् सदात्मकमसत्कल्पार्थगम् भासते साक्षात् तत्त्वमसीति वेदवचसा यो बोधयत्याश्रितान् यत्साक्षात्करणाद्भवेन्न पुनरावृत्तिर्भवाम्भो निधौ तस्मै श्रीगुरुमूर्तये नम इदम् श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तये नानाच्छिद्रघटोदरस्थित महादीपप्रभाभास्वरम् ज्ञानं यस्य तु चक्षुराधिकरणद्वारा बहिस्पन्दते जानामीति तमेव भान्तम् अनुभात्येतत् समस्तम् जगत् जानाम् तस्मै श्रीगुरुमूर्तये नम इदम् श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तये देहं प्राणमपीन्द्रियाण्यपि चलां बुद्धिञ्च शून्यं विदुः स्त्रीबालान्धजडोपमास्त्वहमिति भ्रान्ता भृशं वादिनः मायाशक्तिविलासकल्पित महाव्यामोहसंहारिणे तस्मै श्रीगुरुमूर्तये नम इदम् श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तये हैव यू फिनिश्ड फाइव गेट डू ओके एज आई सेड बिफोर वी हैव कंप्लीटेड देन द फोर वर्स फाइव फोर वर्स विच हैव कंप्लीटेड बिफोर present the essence of the prasthanatrayam. So in this verse, in this fifth verse, let us see again once. Deham pranamapi indriyanyapi. Deham pranamapi indriyanyapi. चलाम् बुद्धिम् च शून्यम् विदुः चलाम् बुद्धिम् च शून्यम् विदुः स्त्रीबालान्धजडोपमास्त्वहमिति भ्रान्ता भृशं वादिनः స్త్రీ బాలాంధ జడోపమాస్త్వహమితి భ్రాంతా భృశం వాదినః మాయాశక్తి విలాస కల్పిత మహావ్యామోహ సంహారిణి మాయాశక్తి విలాస కల్పిత మహావ్యామోహ సంహారిణి తస్మై శ్రీ గురుమూర్తయే నమైదం శ్రీ దక్షిణామూర్తయే. సో ఇన్ దిస్ ఫిఫ్త్ వర్స్ శంకర భగవత్పాద సేస్ ద టీచింగ్ ఆఫ్ ది శాస్త్రం ఇస్ సో క్లియర్. ఇఫ్ అ పర్సన్ ఇస్ ఎక్స్పోజ్డ్ టు the right teaching, a right teacher, and definitely he will have a clear vision. Once a clear vision is there, definitely the ignorance caused maha vyamoha will be destroyed. The samsara is a notional samsara. Where is bondage? Where is suffering? Where is the pain? It's all purely because of our error in our perception. And this erroneous perception is caused by the lack of discriminative understanding of what is real and what is not real. So nitya anitya vastu avivekaha is there. There's lack of discriminative understanding. What is absolutely real? What is empirically real? What is real? What is not real? This viveka is not there. What is permanent? What is impermanent? Viveka is not there. So not having this viveka is not our problem. It is a natural, it's a natural problem caused by ignorance. And it's called Vyamoha. And not ordinary Vyamoha, Mahavyamoha. It's a great delusion. Why? Because it is natural for us to have to be deluded of many things in life. But the delusions of other things do not cause samsara. And this delusion of what is real and what is not real causes the samsara. Which samsara? Everlasting, my God, beginningless, endless life of transmigration. Endless samsara. The problems do not end in one life. Death does not bring an end to the problems. Sleep does not bring an end to the problems. Just as sleep helps us have some relief for some time, so death also gives us some small relief. That's all. It's a endless. We have no choice. No choice. We have to be born again and again and again and again and again. And we must be going through this life of pairs of opposites. The choice, choiceless. And it is the samsara is caused by this vyamoha. That's why it's called mahavyamoha. Endless cycle of births and deaths. The life of transmigration from being one mother's womb to another mother's womb, constantly transmigrating. This life of samsara, fraught with fear, anxiety, pairs of opposites, experience of pairs of opposites, is endless. That is why samsaraha is samsaranam, that which keeps moving perfectly well, in perfect order, is endless. Therefore, it's always likened to an ocean. And this is Mahavyamoha is caused by what? Ajnanam, ignorance. And this ignorance can be definitely overcome, resolved, if we have Jnanam. And to have the Jnanam, we need Shastra Krupa and Guru Krupa. We need the grace of Shruti Mata and Pita, the Guru. So he says, it's a great blessing to have a great teacher, to have been taught, to be blessed with a clear vision, which has helped him to come out of this bondage of samsara, bondage caused by ignorance, caused by this delusion caused great samsara. And he, at the same time, he also feels sorry for other people who are not fortunate people. Who are the people who are not able to have the clear vision? In fact, Shankaracharya does not directly point out the people of other systems of philosophy, but he hints that people who do not have Shraddha in the Shastram, who do not accept the Shastram as the Pramanam, even those people are also equally unfortunate. And he says, the people are of two types. The ignorant people are of two types. There are non-thinking people who are simple, ordinary people who do not have much brighter intellect, who cannot think much widely. Simple people are there and they are ignorant people. At the same time, there are also other people, great philosophers, great thinkers, and who have worked a lot. Who have worked a lot means who have, even the founders of their own systems of philosophy. We have many great systems of philosophy, and we have founders, and the people belonging to these different systems of philosophy, and all of them are also ignorant. Why? There's a think tank intellectual ignorant people and the non-thinking intellect simple ignorant people. So ignorant people are of two types. So learned, educated, highly thinking ignorant people and people who not given to much learning are simple people. They're also ignorant. There's no difference. All of them, being ignorant, go through the same problem of samsara. And he says, those people, he categorizes those people into four groups. Who are the people? I tell you, Pooja Swamiji has a joke. I do not know whether I told you before or not. In villages, we have houses and where the doors are very low doors. And when you go, you have to bend and walk in. When you go near the door, you cannot walk like that. You have to bend and enter inside the room because the door is very low door. Have you told you before? Okay. Yes, Pooja Swamiji, it's all in our villages, we have houses. People who visited Manjakudi might have seen some small doors. We also have, in Coimbatore also, we have old houses, such doors. And so people are told when they come, be careful because the room we have, the door is very small door, very low. Be careful, you may get bump. When you go there, walk in carefully. So some people, even if they told also, they don't listen. They just walk just like that and then get bumped. And some people are very cautious. And they even before, you know, 2-3 feet away, they start bending. They come bending from far away not to get hit. And they come exactly where the door is. They lift their head and get a bump. Swamiji calls them such people who are very carefully from very far, they bend and come. And when they come near the door, they get bumped. Such people are the so-called philosophers who are also ignorant. And ordinary people who just walk in, they are like ordinary people and who get bumped. Like that. Thoughtfully people who thoughtfully make errors and who thoughtlessly make errors. So all those ignorant people, Shankaracharya divides them into people of four groups. Four groups. And the first, those people who are not, unfortunately, who are not able to enjoy the benefit of the knowledge, who are not able to enjoy the benefit of Shastram, who are not able to enjoy the warmth of Shruti Mata, who are not able to enjoy the benefit of knowledge, and who are struggling, going round and round, janganyamanaha, in this life of samsara. And those people, there are four people, people are four categories, four types. And to who are those people? Yes, first, people who are emotionally weak, like Arjuna. Kshudram hridaya daurbalyam tyakto tishta parantapa. Kshudram hridaya daurbalyam. No, feeble mindedness, mental weakness. Mental weakness, which means who are the people who are mentally weak? According to Shastram, whose intellects are overpowered, overwhelmed by one's emotions, dominated by their emotions, they are said to be weak-minded, feeble-minded people, emotionally unstable. Emotionally unstable means intellectually blunt. Not they are not, they cannot become sharp. Intellectual bluntness is caused by emotional instability. The intellects are overpowered by emotions, which means they do not have any, they do not have strong will. They do not have strong will. People, who are the people who do not have strong will, who cannot make the best use of their willpower, are the people who have weak will, weak willpower. People who abuse the will, misuse the will, who are not using the will properly, they are weak-minded people. Which means emotions overpower their intellectual capacity. Manomaya Atma overpowers the Manomaya Kosha, overpowers the Vijnanamaya Kosha. Why? Because their emotions, their likes and dislikes, hatred, desires in the form of likes and dislikes, anger, jealousy, hatred, pain, all these emotional things overpower their intellectual capacity, their knowledge of right and wrong. There's a knowledge of right and wrong. There's a desire to enjoy something, pleasure. But sometimes the desire is so strong, they abuse the will, then they go against the knowledge of right and wrong. So people whose actions are not in conformity with dharma, who abuse their will, who do the wrong action, or who refrain from the right action for the sake of fulfilling their own pleasure, enjoyment of their pleasures, such people are also said to be very feeble-minded people. Means emotionally very weak. Emotions overpower the intellect. Okay, which means intellect is still stuck, still highly hooked in emotions. It is not able to relieve. Intellect is not relieved from the emotional hook. Such people are said to be people of unrelieved intellects, people of unrelieved intellects. Unrelieved, unreleased, unfreed intellects. Which means anger, fear, anxiety, hatred, strong likes and dislikes. As people cannot even think. So they are people of unrelieved from the emotional hooks. They are said, they are people of first type. And unless and until they take care of their intellect, unless and until the intellect become released, relieved from the emotional hook, unless and until the intellect has the mastery over the mind, there's no way of attaining jnanam, enjoying the benefit of jnanam. They are the people of first type. Then he talks about the people of second type. Who are the second type of people? You know, people who are emotionally very immature. Very immature people. Whether they're young or old, still very immature. They were to grow. But they had possibility of growing. The immature people who are not yet ready, at least they had the possibility of growing. Even if not today, young people are there. Most of the young people, they're not wrong, intentionally wrong, because still they do not know. They need more experience in life and they were to grow. Need some more time for them to grow. Such people who are still young, mostly young, or some old people are also. Which means they were to grow. But there is a possibility of them becoming grown up. They can grow. There's a possibility. And the people of such immature intellects are said to be undeveloped, people of undeveloped intellects. People of undeveloped intellects, why they were to grow. Now Shastram talks about other people. Here actually he hints all the Avaidikas. People, Nastikas, Nastika Darshanani, who do not accept the Shastram as the Pramanam. And these are the people. They are all highly learned, great thinkers. Great thinkers, intelligent people, brilliant people. But still, they do not accept the Shastram as the Pramanam. So when people who do not accept the Shastram as the Pramanam, however brilliant they are, and crushing their intellect very hard, they try to discover the truth, they will always be failure. They can never arrive at the reality. They do not have the help of the Shastram. They do not accept Shastram. So there's no help of Shastram in the form of a teacher. They are Swayam Panditam Manyamanaha, like we saw in Mundakopanishad, Swayam Panditam Manyamanaha, who think they are Panditas themselves. And already the cup is full. There's no openness to listen. They will not listen also. There's no way of correcting their perception because they're not open to listen. They already think they know, and they do not think they do not know. And they do not accept the Shastram. Such people, you know, Shastram says, such people are also very unfortunate people. It is like when a person wants to see his or her own face, anyone can see the whole world using one's eyes. But when a person has to see one's own face, definitely one needs the help of the mirror. Now think, without the mirror, is it possible anyone to see one's own face? If one has to see one's face, no choice. One has to choicelessly make use of the mirror which reflects one's face. One can see the whole world with one's own eyes, but to see one's own eyes or to see one's face, one needs the desperately help of the mirror. Reflecting medium, a mirror is important. Similarly, if a person, I gave this example long ago in other classes also. If a person has to see something minute, a microbe, and there, even though the person has a very good eye seeing power, still he cannot see. He needs the extra help. Along with his seeing power, along with his eyes, he also needs a microscope. The two factors are involved. One's own eyes plus microscope is needed to have the knowledge of the minute microbes. So also, if something very, very far away, like galaxies or stars or something, you have to see something very far, and definitely one needs a different instrument, a binocular, a telescope. A telescope or something is needed. Microscope or telescope. You need to see something very, very far away. Imagine if we give this microscope or telescope to a person who is blind. What can the microscope and telescope do? They will be of no use. Microscope and telescope will be of no use for a person who is blind. At the same time, without the microscope and telescope, even if a person has very good vision, he cannot see what is far away or what is minute. Similarly here, every individual has one's own intellect, one's own thinking capacity, one's own intellectual power of intellection, everyone has. But that is not enough to know anything in the world, to know the objective universe, to have the knowledge of an object in the world, to penetrate, to probe, to pierce and discover new facts about the world. One can use one's intellect. One can crush day and night, sit in a lab, sit in one's office, grow your beard longer and longer. Think and think, you can come out with many, many new discoveries. But with reference to self-knowledge, to have the knowledge of the subject, it is not the knowledge of the object. To have the knowledge of the subject, to have the knowledge of one's own self, one's own intellect is not enough. Without one's intellect also, nothing can be done. One's own intellect is not enough. Then what do you need? You need the Shastram mirror of the Vedanta Shastram, unfolded by the teacher, which serve as a mirror which can reflect your nature, essential nature, what you are essentially. Definitely to have the clear vision of one's own self, one apart from one's own intellectual capacity, one definitely requires Vedanta Shastra Pramanam mirror. One needs. Then it is possible for a person to have the clear vision of one's own nature. The person who is not intellectually, without a person's individual intellect, Shastram will be of no use. Like just as a blind person, for a blind person, telescope or microscope is of any no use. A mirror is of no use. Similarly, for a person if a person does not have intellect, then there's a different thing. Shastram is of no use. Like no animals, no other creatures in the world can make use of this shastram. Whereas a human being who is highly sophisticated and who has this amazing, brilliant intellect, thinking capacity, also without the aid, without the support of the Vedanta Shastra Pramanam, one's own intellect also is inadequate. Okay, without the support of the Shastram, aid of the Shastram, one's own intellect will be inadequate, incomplete. And the Shastram without the intellect will be of no use. Shastram without one's own intellect will be useless. One's own intellect without the Shastram will be inadequate. So both must be used. Only then knowledge is possible. Whereas here Avaidikas, the atheists, non-believers who do not accept the Shastram as the Pramanam, and they are not ordinary people. They are great thinkers, great philosophers, and amazingly brilliant people. But still, they also can never come near the truth. They could work very hard, struggle and strain. Finally, they could come out on, they could only say maximum. Finally, shunyam is there. They did their best. They came up with a lot of views of their own, but still they're all fallacious, wrong conclusions. They were not successful. Okay? They're not successful. And such people, and who are already closed, they're not still ready to accept the Shastra. And such people are said to be people of inert intellect. No, sorry, people of people of inert intellects. People of jada, people of inert intellects are the people whose intellects do not have the aid, support of the Shastram. People of inert intellects. Okay, one more type of people. And who are the other type of people? The other people who are unfortunate, another group of unfortunate people who cannot enjoy, make use of the Shastram, enjoy the benefit, and attain the knowledge and enjoy the freedom is the another group of people are the people who, because of their prarabdha papa karma, because of the prarabdha papam, they have underdeveloped or mentally challenged people means people of mental disorders who do not have developed intellect, who are not mentally stable in the sense, who have mental disorders, psychological problems, and whose problems can be corrected, like mad people or highly depressed people, the incorrectable, non-correctable psychological problems, people who have mental disorders, etc. It is natural problems. And why people are born like that? Or they become like that? That is because of some bad prarabdha karma palam. Okay? So, they are people of underdeveloped intellects. The two categories. People of undeveloped intellects have the possibility of becoming developed. They're still young. But people of underdeveloped intellects, there's no possibility. Because it's a non-correctable psychological problems. Like this, we have people of four categories. And here Shankaracharya mentions those four types of people of four categories, by mentioning four words. He uses four words in his verse, and each verse symbolically represents four groups of people. Okay? And who are the people? Let us see here. And he says, fortunately, I am not one of those people. I am very fortunate. That's the meaning he means. Okay, first he says, see the first word now. Deham pranam api indriyanyapi chalam buddhim cha shunyam viduhu stri balandha jadopamastvahamiti bhranta bhrisham vadinah. The second line, if you take stri, bala, andha, jada. Four words. Have you seen? Stri, bala, andha, jada. Okay. So, stri means woman, a female person. Generally, widely, there is a view that women are emotionally weaker. Don't take it seriously. What he means is, man or woman, whoever is emotionally overpowered, whose intellects are overpowered by one's own emotions, they're all people of unrelieved intellects. They're all meant by this word expression stri. The word stri stands for, even though it means woman, the word stri stands for people of unrelieved intellects, emotionally overwhelmed intellects. Then the next word, bala. Bala stands for people of immature, undeveloped intellects, who have the possibility of becoming mature. Okay. The next word, andha means blind. The word andha means blind. Blind, the word blind stands for people of unsupported intellects. People of unsupported, unaided intellects. People who are highly brilliant, but they are blind. Why? They do not have the support of the Shastram. The word andha stands for people of unsupported, unaided intellects. Okay. Now we have next word, jada. Jada, the word jada means inert. The word jada stands for the final group of the last group of people who are of underdeveloped intellects. Is it clear? Andha stands for people of unsupported intellects. And the people of underdeveloped intellects are meant by the word jada. Is it clear? Okay. Now, all these people are comparable to Stri, Bala, Andha, Jada, Upamaha. Stri, Bala, Andha, Jada, Upamaha. People of four types, people of these four types of intellects are comparable to emotionally weak person, immature children, and blind people, and also who are inert minded. Is it clear? Upamaha means comparable. And all these people, what is there? How do they refer to the Atma? How do they refer to the reality? How do they refer, what do they mean by I? Okay, it said, Stri, Bala, Andha, Jada, Upamaha, to the Bhrantaha, Bhrantaha, highly deluded, confused. Confused people, confused minded. How can there be peace? How can there be clarity? How can there be joy? Confused people, Bhrantaha. Not only Bhrantaha, Brisham Vadinaha. Brisham means people of vehement, intense arguments. Brisham Vadi means singular word. Brisham Vadinaha, they are people of intense and vehement arguments, that they hold on to their views very strongly. They hold on to their views very strongly. Even Charvakas and people who do not believe in the existence of God, existence of the reality, therefore, there is no goal for them. People who do not accept the existence of reality cannot have a goal, something called goal as moksha, as the purushartha. If moksha does not, the problem is, Shankaracharya beautifully tells, if a person does not accept the existence of the reality, does not existence of the reality or God, even if he does not accept the word God, doesn't matter. He does not accept the existence of reality, then what happens? For him, moksha cannot be the purushartha. There's no goal for him in life. Reality must be there, only then that can become the goal for him in life. There's no goal. If moksha is not the purushartha, then there's no purushartha nischaya. Then artha kamas naturally become goals. Once artha kamas become the goals, then a person cannot understand the value of dharma. When he cannot understand the value of dharma, where is the question of following dharma? A person does not follow the dharma. How can he live his life? And do anything, fulfill your wishes, fulfill your desires. Do any wrong thing, do any atrocity. Because you are not going to live long. This is the only life, best opportunity. Take any amount of loans, don't repay. Take the debt loans, make debts, enjoy your life, have a merry-go-round life, have a very good life, happy life. No, don't worry about others' pains and pleasures. You see that you live happily. This is a completely very, this will make a person of barbaric thinking. So people of different views, but they're not ordinary people, brilliant people. Somebody who has to be saw, as they remember. Even Ravana, Hiranyakashipu, all asuras were brilliant people. But they did not accept Bhagavan. That is how they become asuras. So here, Brisham Vadinaha. Bhrantaha Brisham Vadinaha. And what do they think? They say, first he says, Aham Iti Vadinaha. Brisham Vadinaha. The people of first category, no, different people. Deham Ahamiti Vadinaha. See the first word? தேகம் அகம் இத்தி வாதினகா. பீப்புள் ஹூ டேக் தி பிசிக்கல் பாடி ஆஸ் தி ஆத்மா and for people there is nothing beyond the body. No, even today, can you believe, even today people are like that. For them nothing other than body is the meaning of the word I. What is I? I for them means only the physical body, not even the sukshma shariram, okay, not even the mind. My body is the deham aham iti vadinaha. They are known as தேகாத்மவாதினா. The charvakas are all தேகாத்மவாதினா, people who take the body as the self. Once body as the self means what? For them there is no rebirth, only body is the self and body is going to die one day. Therefore enjoy your life, do anything, enjoy your life, don't miss the opportunity this life. தேகமாகமிதி வாதினா. So, in fact, next, then pranam ahamiti vadinaha, pranatma vadinaha. There are some people who go one step further and they say, no, no, prana is the atma. They take the prana as the atma. Why? When somebody dies, prana is not available. Therefore, they take the prana as the atma, pranatma vadinaha. There's another group of people. They say Indri Atma Vadinaha. No, because of sense organs alone, we have interaction with the world, we're perceiving the world, enjoying, experiencing the world. Without the sense organs, we cannot experience the world. Therefore, sense organs are the Atma. They are known as Indriya Atma Vadinaha. So, Deha Atma Vadinaha, Prana Atma Vadinaha, Indriya Atma Vadinaha. In fact, even modern day scientists also to some extent can be included in the group. As I mentioned already, even people who do not accept the mind. What is mind? If you ask us, because mind is not accepted as something different from, distinct from the physical body. Mind for us, Vedanta Shastra, mind is a antahkaranam, a sukshma indriyam, which is behind all the 10 subtle powers, the presence of which makes the body alive, the absence of which makes the body dead, the departure of which is said to be the death, fall of the body. That mind is not accepted. That is why psychology, even today, is not considered to be a proper science. It is still taken to be a pseudoscience. Why psychology is a pseudoscience? Because people cannot accept mind yet. They had no clue about the mind. And if at all they talk about the mind can be taken as only a part of a neurology. Any mental problems, in all mental problems are looked upon as the problems associated with the neurological system. And what is mind? Functional brain is the mind. This is the view. So people have no clue about the mind. And where is the question of understanding what is distinct from the mind and much beyond the mind? Therefore, it is said here, பிராணம் தேகம் ஆத்மா இத்தி வாதினா, தேகாத்மவாதினா, இந்திரி பிராணாத்மவாதினா. சம் பீப்புள் டேக் பிராணா ஆஸ் தி ஆத்மா. ஐ ரெஃபர்ஸ் ஃபார் தம் ஐ ரெஃபர்ஸ் டு தி பிசிக்கல் பாடி. ஃபார் சம் பீப்புள் ஐ ரெஃபர்ஸ் ஒன்லி டு தி பிராணாஸ். ஃபார் சம் பீப்புள் ஐ ரெஃபர்ஸ் டு தி சென்ஸ் ஆர்கன்ஸ். அண்ட் தெர் இஸ் அனதர் குரூப் ஆஃப் பீப்புள் அண்ட் They are actually Bauddhaha, Buddhists. In Buddhism, there's a four schools, the four different schools of Buddhism. And they all Nastika Darshanani, come under the category of Nastika Darshanani. Of four schools of thought, two schools Shankaracharya doesn't even consider that existence. But there's another school of person. There's a group of Buddhists known as Yogachara Bauddhaha. Yogachara Bauddhamatam. Hinayana, Mahayana, he just ignores. Yogachara Bauddhamatam. They do not accept the Shastra. And they struggle on their own to arrive at the truth. But they have done a great deal of work. But still, they could not come, arrive at it. They are like another modern scientist also. In one way, they take the conscious cognition, constantly arriving, departing, conscious cognition as the Atma. Cognition is arriving, departing, conscious thought. Arriving, departing, conscious thought is cognition. So, chala buddhihi means what? The fleeting thoughts. Not only fleeting thoughts, they take in every thought, in every arriving, departing thought, there is non-arriving, non-departing, permanent, manifest consciousness. So every thought, there's a constant flow of thoughts. In all those constant, continuous flow of thoughts, the arriving, departing, fleeting thoughts, non-arriving, non-departing, unchanging consciousness. It's like how along with every opaque thing, there is light simultaneously experienced. Similarly, in every thought, what is invariably present is consciousness. In varied opaque things, there is an invariable light. Like that, in all the varied cognitions, there is invariable consciousness. But they think, they mistake the fleeting, they mistake the manifest consciousness. When the manifesting medium thought goes, manifest consciousness also goes. Manifestation also goes. It is like when the reflecting medium, the mirror is removed, reflection also goes. When the reflecting medium, mirror is taken away, reflection also goes. So, elimination of reflection, like removal of the reflecting medium, is the removal of the reflection. Removal of the reflection is not the removal of the original face. Similarly here, the manifest consciousness, which seems to be moving because of the movement of the manifesting medium, the thought, is mistaken to be fleeting consciousness. So the people, chala buddhihi means the constantly fleeting conscious thoughts, cognitions, are mistaken to be the Atma. So chala buddhihi eva aham iti vadinaha. Chala buddhihi aham iti vadinaha. People who take this, which means the manifestation of consciousness being available for recognition, they mistake it for the origination of consciousness. consciousness does not originate, does not begin, does not come to an end. But they mistake the manifestation of consciousness as the origination of consciousness. Which means for them, matter is the basic principle. Consciousness comes later on. So somewhat they get close to, like people, even people, other people also, people of Big Bang Theory, all of them have the same view. Matter is the basis, consciousness comes later on. Like that, these people also think, chala buddhihi ahamiti vadinaha. They take this fleeting cognition, conscious thought as the I. That is why people say, oh my God, Buddhism, they say Vedanta comes very close to Buddhism. Maybe very careful. Vedanta never goes near Buddhism. But you can say Buddhism comes close to Vedanta, you can say. Buddhism comes too close to Vedanta, but Vedanta does not come close to Buddhism. Very careful. Okay, they say they have not even come near Vedanta. But people do so, okay, we can say, because at least they say consciousness. They use the term consciousness. Who? Only Yogacara Bauddha says, the fleeting consciousness is the Kshanika Vijnanavadi. Kshanika means momentary. The momentary thought, in every momentary thought, is called Yogacara Bauddha. That is the manifestation of consciousness. He mistakes the fleeting thought as the Atma, therefore, he takes the fleeting, he thinks consciousness is fleeting. That's why he's called Kshanika Vijnanavadi. Vijnanam, consciousness, keeps fleeting for him. No. For us, we have different understanding. Because he uses the term, he's up, come very close. Because he uses the term consciousness, has come beyond the thought, matter. Therefore, they say Buddhism now comes very close to Vedanta. Yes, Vedanta never goes close to Buddhism. Buddhism comes close to Vedanta. That's true. And in this context, I also wanted to tell you one more thing. Okay, this is like this. So he's also wrong. Shankaracharya feels they're all very, very unfortunate people. And the last one comes. Last one. Shunyam viduhu. Aham shunyam idi viduhu. I'm non-existent. I'm nothingness. No? To somebody to say, I am nothingness. Can you believe? They're called nihilists. They're called, I am nothingness. Shunyam means nothing. Emptiness. What is the truth for them? Shunyam is the truth. Shunyam is the truth for them. Madhyamika Bauddha, Shunyavadi. So, at least Shankaracharya says here, how can somebody say Shunyam? For you to say, I'm Shunyam, this one Shunyavadi is going to be described, unless in the next verse, but just he only mentions. Shankaracharya does not do any refutation in this word. He does not refute any of them. He only gives a list of these unfortunate people. Only mentions them. That's all. Shunyavadi. Who says, Aham Shunyam? In fact, Vidyaranya Swami, in Panchadashi, he'll say, Hey Shunyavadi, I do not need to refute you. Why? You don't even exist. See, somebody who says, I'm here, I'm standing in front of you, then I can go and fight with him. You say you're non-existent. So you're non-existent for me. So I don't need to refute, waste my time in fighting against the person who's non-existent. So that's very, very interesting that is. Anyway, Suresh Vacharya takes a lot of time to discuss them. Vidyayana Swami says one word, you're non-existent, so I don't even fight with you. I don't need to waste my time. I want to fight with the person who's existent, not with the non-existent person. Anyway, so shunyam, viduhu means what? No. So all these different people of different views, of different wrong perceptions. Wrong perception is not only one type. Right vision is only one. Okay, right vision is of the one fact. Wrong views, wrong perceptions, wrong conclusions are so many. Shunyam viduhu. That is why this shunyam is nothingness. There's some modern philosophers. One of our students also who was studying with me before, one boy, young boy called David. Very nice child. Very good child. Used to come to our class. But hardly one day he came and told me, Swamiji, I believe in Buddhism. I said, fine. I don't want to study Vedanta anymore. I said, okay, fine. And he came and did namaskar and he went. But now, I think somebody, his thinking mind, I allowed him to go back and do things. He's a nice, very good child. Now, what I want to say, many people think the shunyam of Buddhism is nothing but fullness of Vedanta. It is their view. It is not true. Okay. They say what is known as shunyam in Buddhism is actually fullness, what is said to be fullness in Vedanta. No, how can nothingness can be, how can you say fullness is nothingness? There's a conscious being. You are consciousness. The fullness alone is seen as shunyam, nothingness by Buddhists. Some modern commentators think, some of them think that way. They want to say that way. I also heard about a book, Sandra sent me from, even the textbook she sent me. Not the book she sent, the name of the book. The fullness of the word of the fullness or something. Fullness of the word? Word of fullness. Yeah, fullness of the void. Fullness of the void. Okay? And they think that way. But what Shastram, we have to understand, if a Buddhist says what they mean by shunyam is fullness, then they should not call it anymore Buddhism. They must call it Vedanta. It cannot be called a separate school of thought because Vedantic vision is timeless vision. Then you cannot call it a Buddhism. It is Vedanta. Because Vedanta has been there timelessly. Then they cannot call Buddha as a founder of that thing. If they want to call it, if they want to accept that shunyam as fullness, then they should say, we call it different, you're using a different word, but then you can't call it Buddhism. Is it clear now what I'm saying? I don't want to be controversial, I'm just telling you the fact. They do respect to the work, whatever they do. Anyway, what I want to say here, shunyam ahamiti vadinaha. One who denies one's own existence. I am not there. To say I am not there, you must be there. Okay. We'll see that next verse. We'll see that. The shunyam separately we'll see next verse. Okay. These are the people. He only enumerates. Deham pranamapi indriyanyapi chalam buddhim cha shunyam viduhu. Stri balandha jadopamastvahamiti bhranta bhrisham vadinah. Bhrantaha bhrisham vadinah. Okay. They're all unfortunate people. Whereas he says, Maya Shakti Vilasa Kalpita Maha Vyamoha Samharine. I am very fortunate, whereas my guru has helped me come out of this delusion. They're all deluded. I am fortunate to have become free from delusion. Why? He says, what causes the delusion? It is Maya Shakti. Maya Shakti means the Maya is of two powers. One is Vikshepa Shakti, one is Avarna Shakti. When the Vikshepa Shakti of Maya is operated, Maya Shakti Vilasa. Vilasa means Vikshepa Shakti. The Vikshepa Shakti of Maya, when it is operated, then Vikshepa Shakti of Maya creates. Kalpita means created. What is created by, what is created by the throwing power of Maya, Vikshepa Shakti of Maya? He says, Maha Vyamohaha, great delusion. So, salutations unto my teacher. He is a Maha Vyamoha Samhari. Samhari is a Nakaranta Pullinga Shabdaha. Samharin Shabdaha. Samharine. To the destroyer. Samhari, destroyer. Samharine to the destroyer. And salutations unto my teacher, who is the destroyer of the great delusion, which causes the samsara, and which is caused by the, see, this delusion causes the samsara. This samsara causing delusion caused by the Vikshepa Shakti of Maya. So Maya Shakti Vilasa Kalpita Maha Vyamoha Samhari. It's a long compound. Who is the guru? Maya Shakti Vilasa Kalpita Maha Vyamoha Samhari. Guru is the one who destroys the delusion caused by Vikshepa Shakti of Maya. It's one meaning. Another meaning you can say, Maya Shakti Vilasaha means the delusion is caused by the play of Maya. Better is Vikshepa Shakti. And Guru, what does Guru do? Guru, by teaching, by giving, transferring his vision of Shastram from his head to the student's head, and he removes the ignorance of the student. Thereby, he contributes for the destruction of the great delusion caused by the Vikshepa Shakti of Maya. So, Guru does not give a new, brand new knowledge. Guru only gives the corrected version of the knowledge. Guru does not give you a new experience. He only gives you the different perspective of what you already experience. Before you were seeing the world as real, before you thought your body, mind is complex, after jnanam, you see yourself as Atma and you see the world being non-different from you, that you see the world as Mithya. Guru gives this perspective change. He does not give you a new teaching, new experience. And so then to the teacher, so Maya Shakti Vilasa Kalpita Maha Vyamoha Samharine Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Namaidam Shri Dakshina Murtaye. Salutations unto my teacher, Who is another than Dakshinamurti, who alone through teaching destroyed the ignorance caused great delusion which causes the endless life of transmigration. Thereby who puts an end to the very life of samsara. Unto him my salutations. Is it clear? Yeah. Everyone is clear now? Okay. Only thing is the third is one long compound. Maya Shaktya. Maya Shaktyaha Vilasena Kalpitasya Mahavyamohasya Samhari. It's a long word. Make it a compound. Maya Shakti Vilasa Kalpita Mahavyamoha Samhari is the Guru unto him, Samharine. So Maya Shakti, the power called Maya, Vilasa Vikshepa Shakti. Kalpita created, Mahavyamoha, great delusion, Samhari destroyer. Salutations unto the Guru, the destroyer of great delusion caused by Vikshepa Shakti of Maya. Unto him who is other than Lord Dakshinamurti, unto him my salutations. Clear? Okay, let us see the verse again. Deham pranamapindriyanyapi chalam buddhim cha shunyam viduhu stri balandha jadopamastvahamiti bhranta bhrisham vadinah maya shakti vilasa kalpita mahavyamoha samharine Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Namaidam Shri Dakshina Murtaye. Okay. Class is finished. We have to move on to the next verse. Let me introduce the next verse today. We have some more time. So here, in the fifth verse, Shankara Bhagavad Pada only enumerates people of different views, but he does not refute their views. This Dakshinamurti Stotram happens to be a small work. He does not want to actually refute all of them. But the sixth verse, he refutes only one person. Why he refers only one person? Because that one person is a champion. The person who is refuted is the champion, world champion. So refuting the champion is as good as refuting all others. He sits there, relaxes, and he lets the Shunyavadi go on to fight with other people. Shunyavadi refutes all other schools of thought. All other philosophers, all other so-called thinkers, all these people of different views and different schools of thought are refuted by Shunyavadi. Okay? And Shankaracharya waits for all of them to be refuted by him. So all of them have been gone. All of them have been sent out. Now only one person is there on the stage. And Shankaracharya goes. He fells them. He fells that person. Shankaracharya, so refuting Shunyavadi is as good as refuting all other schools of thought. And he establishes his vision. It's called Prathama Malla Nyaya. So Prathama Malla Nyaya means the person who knocks off all other people and who becomes a champion. And knocking out the champion is as good as knocking off all other people who lost also. So follow as per that Nyaya. So Shankaracharya, he refutes the Shunyavadi's view. That is going to be presented in the following verse, which you will see next class. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.